at U98.5 FM. You are listening to the Wednesday Drive Show with me. I'm Andrew. I'm with you for another hour and a half or so through until 6 here on the Nostalgia Festival Wednesday Drive Show. And up before those words from our lovely sponsors, we heard the title track from the Dublin group Fontaines DC's second record, I should say, called A Hero's Death. And while I have never really trusted the Grammys, especially since Meghan Trainor somehow beat Courtney Barnett to Best New Artist a few years ago, it is always nice when your favourites get a little bit of mainstream recognition, and they have received a Best Rock Album nomination for that record for the upcoming Grammys in the early part of next year. So sending that one out to our Irish correspondent, Delwyn, and with congratulations to Fontaines DC there. Now, the RDU 98.5 FM Magnet Awards is an awards programme that champions and gives recognition to our local broadcasters and musicians from right here in Christchurch. The winners are going to be crowned at the 2020 Magnet Awards held on Saturday 5th of December at the Wunderbar in Littleton. There's going to be some great live performances there. Doors are open from 7:30pm and it's free entry. The Technology Award for Best Electronical Producer Track is being presented alongside the Roundup Award for a Best Band or Solo Tune, and you can vote for your favourites up until the end of the week on at the 29th at 5pm. One of the finalists for the Roundup Award is Violet French for her song I Want the Sky to Be Crying. Violet, my good friend, host of Monday Drive and a familiar and beloved voice here on RDU, joins me in the studio this afternoon. Hello Violet, how are you? Thanks for joining us.
Hi, pleasure to be here.
How's everything going? How's your day? Good? Bad? Indifferent?
Indifferent, I think, at this point. But I think it's gonna go up. You know, it can only go up from here.
Well, we like the sound of that. Now, you're a familiar name, of course, to music.
I am.
Full stop. To music lovers here and out of you listeners. But let's jump right back to the beginning. You're Dunedin born and raised.
Yep.
So can you tell us when the music bug first bit? And you've been in Christchurch now since about 2012, if my memory serves me correctly.
It does. It was a hazy night when we first met.
Many more since, believe it or not.
I believe it. So I've always been around music. Grew up with music constantly playing in the background and just idolising and adoring bands like the Supremes and Dusty Springfield and kind of old rock and roll and sort of just, you know, going through the motions that every teenager does with punk and then discovering real music and real songwriting and stuff like that.
Oh, there's nothing unreal music about. Well, it is unreal music in terms that it's great. Because I just want to listen to Supremes now. But hey,
I mean, there's still time. And then I'm sort of exploring my own songwriting when I was a teenager and started out playing sort of acoustic folk music, because you know I wanted to be Joan Baez but without the actual vocal ability. So I finished school and moved up here and then fell in with all of the rock and roll boys and. That's been it. Been in bands ever since.
And you did allude there to the fact that you've always made music. Some of those early folk songs are really dark and really beautiful, like some June's Confusion springs to mind, and your finger picking guitar playing has always been absolutely superb, if I may say so.
Yeah, and I mean, some of them are still coming through in the current set. So Emmeline is one that is probably about 4 years old now, and to me still feels very fresh and very new. But that's definitely one that was a folk song.
But would it be fair to say that 2020 has been a bit of a creative reboot for you in some respects?
Yeah, totally. I found myself just accidentally creating a whole new batch of songs. I went into the garage and just spent hours in there, and things came out in a way that I had no intention of them playing out. So everything that I've sort of created this year has happened in a day or on the day or in a matter of hours, and I'm just like, well, if I leave this half done, it's not going to get done, so it doesn't matter what happens, just finish it. And that, yeah, that has given birth to things like I Want the Sky to Be Crying and Too Much Indie and other things that are coming up.
And I Want the Sky to Be Crying, as you said there, that is, it's been a smash really here with the TA Top 10 and on the Student Radio Network as well, doing really, really well. So that one is one of the newer songs written during the lockdown, I believe. Yep. Sounds like melody and mystery having a scrap in the best possible way to me.
I love that.
But but that came together in one day, like the songs you're alluding to?
Yeah, totally. Yeah, exactly. I just went down into the garage and I think I just started playing this crazy riff. I was like, oh my God, what is this? This is fun. This is an indie pop song right here. But I spoke to Finn Johansson on Radioactive about this song, actually. And he sort of was like, oh yeah, you know, you're used to playing acoustic guitar, blah, 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 blah. I was like, yeah, that's cool. That's true. But that was actually recorded all acoustic. So I just I mucked around with all the GarageBand things because I don't know how to use a proper, like a proper program.
You see, that's crazy to me because I did not know that. I've listened to the song many a time, enjoyed the song so much, but I thought that there's...
No, that one didn't actually...
sounds like an electric part.
No, because my amp was broken and my guitar sounded like crap. So that was all done on my acoustic guitar and I just mucked around with some settings and it sounds like something else.
Studio wizardry all in the garage.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah, but a complete accidental spell, you know.
That's fantastic. So that was the recording process. Just
And that's sort of how... I probably created about 9 or 10 new songs during that time, and they all sort of wound up going through that. So during level 3, some extra equipment was left in the garage for me. So there's some really exciting stuff that I haven't quite had the right moment to release, but there's a bit of bass on there, which was really fun. And yeah, some of these tracks were built around a bass line or a drum line or drum fill or rhythm, whatever it is, bearing in mind I had 2 drums in the garage.
But that's so different from finger picking folk, you know.
Totally.
So it's a complete change of direction.
Completely. And within that, just finding words that fit into that and not writing the melody and the music at the same time. So it was a completely different thing.
And so that, continuing with that difference and creative revitalization, these great new songs, such as I Want the Sky to Be Crying, Magnet Awards nominated.
Yeah, I mean, go vote for that, absolutely.
So I've seen you step out fronting your own group, The Horrible. There's some lovely and talented musicians in there. Can you give us a skinny on those guys? And do you feel that they, in the live arena, that I've seen a couple of shows that you've played, and to me they bring a different energy to the songs. And
completely.
Do you really enjoy, you must enjoy playing with them? Who are The Horrible?
Well, The Horrible are a bunch of very lovely people. So as I sort of touched on, I Want the Sky to Be Crying ended up having this strange guitar indie thing happening, and I sort of just wanted to see what it would be like with a band, and there was a whole bunch of other songs that I wanted to have another guitar on. So I asked my friend Luke Towett, World Series Hob Kool-Aid, to come on board and play second guitar with me, and we loved that, and I kind of wanted to see what would happen had we a bit of a rhythm section happening. And I got really drunk at Wonder Bar one night and ran into the most wonderful Jonty O'Connor. I was like, I really, really want you to play drums on this. I know that you have exactly what I want. And he does.
He is an absolutely fantastic drummer.
And having played in Kool-Aid and Contact Rock with Jamie Stratton, I absolutely trust his musical ability and know that he, you know, that I'm in safe hands playing in a band with him. But in Contact Rock, he played bass, and it was a really sort of whole, it was like a big cuddle. Jamie's bass playing is like a big cuddle. It is big, it is warm, but when he goes for it, he fucking goes for it, and he'll chuck on a pedal. And so between Jamie and Jonty bringing in this really, really interesting rhythm section and Luke's melodic sort of soloing on top of what I'm doing, it's just this big rock sound, because I can't describe it as anything else. It's indie rock, but it is big for a four piece. It just sounds massive, and it's amazing. Every time we play it, I just break into a grin, because it's just like these songs have come from me, just me doing one thing,
and now
boomfa. And but they turned into I didn't have any idea of what I was wanting to create when I wrote them, but they've ended up being the polar opposite of what I thought they would be.
But that's a good thing.
It's amazing. It's like listening to my favorite band as opposed to being in it, you know.
I like that a lot.
Honestly, it's amazing. It's taken so long to enjoy what you've created, because it's stressful.
It certainly
putting that out there.
And that sense of collaboration and friendship within The Horrible and within other groups and things, is that something you like about the Crowchurch music scene and that you enjoy about the O3?
Of course.
Absolutely.
I mean, as I sort of touched on, like, I moved up here and met other musicians and got into bands almost straight away. And those are the people that I made friends with first and bonded over shared shared musical interests and things like that. And, you know, that's something that I didn't really find in Dunedin. I think the culture down there is very different. And I could be completely wrong. I'm sure things have changed in, what, 9 years? Almost, yeah, you know, I'm sure things have changed, but that was just not something that was very apparent down there.
Well, it's a feather in our cap then, we'll take that. Now, you alluded to meeting Jaunty at the, well, not meeting, but...
Running into him.
Jaunty at the Wunderbar. So, do you have any particular favourite venues here in Christchurch, either to play or as a punter, and what do you love about those spaces?
Well, it's a bit like... It's a bit difficult because it depends on what's on. It depends on who you're with. The thing is as well, it's like, I don't think there's really a particular anywhere where you know you're going to have a bad time. You know?
Well, you wouldn't go there, would you?
Well, no, I wouldn't. No, nobody would. Yeah. I think that's the beautiful thing about Christchurch and Christchurch, you know, punters and our venues. Like, everyone is 100% there because we want to be there.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. I mean, I could say the obvious venues, but they're just the venues, you know. Like, everyone's there for all the reasons, and going there for a gig that maybe you wouldn't necessarily go to, you can still walk out of there and be like, "Shit, the room was nice," you know. Like,
I've had that very recently this weekend, in fact. But what's next for Violet French and The Horrible, of course? Now, I'm excited that you're playing at our sponsors, the Nostalgia Festival 2021.
Yeah, I'm over the moon.
So we're looking forward to that. That's with the full band, of course.
It is with the full band. I am absolutely over the moon about that. So that was like a little bit of a negotiation, and I wasn't allowed to talk about it until it was announced. So, yeah, I'm counting down, basically. So that's February the 13th. Obviously, magnets are next weekend. So voting closes on Sunday, everybody. So please, if you haven't already voted for me, I would really like to win.
and you're at Banks Peninsula Fest as well, just announced.
I don't know if that's been announced.
Simon said we could announce it.
Simon did? Okay, great. Well, if Simon says that's a thing, then it's a thing. I am still sort of just in negotiations, but that's looking like it's a done deal.
Hopefully haven't let the cat out of the bag.
It's all right. But also, we are playing a New Year's Eve gig over in Littleton.
Okay, the day before my birthday, dear listener.
It's going to be a huge party. That is actually being organised by Mr. Delaney Davidson himself. And I, if I'm not mistaken, it's going to feature a reformed X-Men lineup. Sunday Painters, which is the new
Flying Nun supergroup,
basically. Hamish, Paul, Alec Bathgate, and Mr. Kilgar himself, us as a four-piece, and I suspect there'll be some Bruce Russell influences. I can't remember. There was something else, but it's escaped me. So that'll be the 30th over in the Loons building. There's just a lot going on, and, yeah, hoping to spend some time with the boys and try and put out a single that they can be heard on.
That was sort of my next question.
Yeah.
We're looking at a full length in 2021, Too Much Indie, and I Want Sky to Be Crying have been so well received. Are we looking at recordings?
So I'm sort of thinking about that and sort of having a wee chat with Johnny Electric, actually. So at the moment, I'm thinking there might be an EP release of the things that I have created that are just me, just because they are a bit rough and ready, but there's also something that I really, really like about that. And as I mentioned, like, having the whole band on board brings it into a different arena. Like, so I would love to spend some time with the boys and just like get a couple of good takes and do something like that and have that as a separate entity and maybe release a single or an EP or, like, you know, the acoustic EP versus the full band or something.
I love that. I like the sound
something
of that.
Like that. It's something I'm definitely looking at, and there will be more. There definitely will be more because it's all just sitting there.
The best places to find those are Violet French on Facebook,
yep,
and violetfrench.bandcamp.com.
That's exactly right.
And speaking of internet links, the magnets.rdu.org.nz, that's where you need to go and vote for I Want
and
the
Sky
to Be
Crying. In the roundup category.
So we're going to play the song now. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much
for your time. Always an absolute pleasure. And this is I Want the Sky to Be Crying by Violet French. You can vote for this for the Roundup Award at the magnets.rdu.org.nz.
Absolutely.
RDU, Wednesday Drive, Nostalgia Festival 2021. RDU with Andrew.